Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
I guess we're ready. I had a little bird in my ear that said, hey, it's time to start. We were just sitting around here jabbering a little bit, but which we try to do for the next hour, have some friendly conversation. I've got a whole bunch of young folks with me. I thought I had all students, but I looked over, and one of them is really not a student anymore. I think we have got a youth movement down at the Extension Agency, I believe, at this time, I think, haven't we? We've got some folks in, and of course we still, the old timer standing around over here, I don't think he's going to get on the microphone this morning. But with all that wasted time, we'd like to say good morning to everyone here in Clay County and all the surrounding areas that happen to be tuning in to us. And we know you're not outside doing much this morning, so you should be maybe coming inside with a good warm cup of hot chocolate or coffee or whatever to just enjoy the next few minutes of conversation. Like I said, we have Ms. Kristen Clements Rich now, and that's something I'm good at too, is remembering maiden names better than married names, and I do that quite often, especially the one that I had as students. Unfortunately, I didn't have her as a student, but I've known her family all of her life and a lot of their lives. Her relatives were basketball players down here in Humphrey Springs when I was coaching, so I've known them a long, long time. But we've got a group with us that just returned a few days ago from the, I guess, it was down at Nashville at the Swine Show, and we've got some other things to talk about, some things that they're getting ready to do and have done, and we're going to spend this next little bit talking about that. But we'd like to welcome you here to the Clay County Corner, coming to you live and in living color from the historic Clay County Courthouse on WVFB-FM 101.5, Kick Country. And we're brought to you by our local sponsors and through the help of the Clay County Chamber Three-Star Committee each Thursday morning at 9 o'clock with the rebroadcast at 6 o'clock in the evening. But sometimes during this time period, we get preempted because of basketball games being broadcast or something like that. But normally, we're on at 6 p.m. And then also, all of these shows are streamed on the Del Hall Horizon newspaper site. And with all of that out of the way, I think we'll take a little short break, come back, and we may just dive into all these kids sitting around here. Young students sitting around here ready to tell us about what they've been involved in the past few days. So we'll take a little short break. We'll come right back, and we'll start today's show.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Welcome back, everyone. It's great to be back here with you today. And I'd like to begin today. I know a little bit later on we may do a little bit of our Today in History thing. Of course, we've got our birthday and anniversary celebration. And remind everyone that if you want your name on this, call 243-5574 and you'll get the answering machine and speak slowly and clearly and leave your name, the name of the person that you're wishing to celebrate birthday for. And then at the end of, toward the end of the show, we'll come up with some type of selection method to select someone who wins one of those delicious birthday cakes. So, and that is, of course, sponsored by WVFB, and you go over to the Dairy Queen. I think they give you a little one of their rewards cards or something that you take over and get your cake with. And with that, good morning, Kristen.
Good morning.
I'm going to let you introduce yourself.
All right. I am Kristen Rich. I am the new extension agent in Clay County. I am the Ag and Natural Resources and 4-H agent.
Okay, now, how did you get to be what you are?
I attended University of Tennessee for college, majoring in agriculture education. So I've always wanted to be an extension agent. So I grew up thinking, oh, man, that would be a perfect job for me. So I went through school and landed this job right when I graduated in December. So perfect timing.
So that is a life-changing event. Have you had any other life-changing events in the last little bit?
This past year in October, I married Tanner Rich here from Solana, so we live here in town now.
And on another note, I think you guys maybe are in the process of purchasing a little place to call home.
Yeah, absolutely. We're doing lots of work on our little farm is what I'm calling it.
So just got that taken care of.
Yeah.
So. But, you know, it's always, an excellent event when someone graduates and comes back home. And I know over the years, it strikes those that are my age a little bit of unusual about you coming back and doing that, because I think there used to be kind of a policy or unwritten policy that you didn't come back to your home county right off the bat, that somewhere along the line, if you went off other places and worked and lived, that you might get transferred back. But
absolutely.
It looked like you left up and hit the perfect time,
yes,
didn't you?
Perfect timing, and I'm very grateful to be in my home county serving farmers and 4-H'ers in our county.
Okay, now, you've been on the job how long now?
Since January 2nd, so not even a month. Yes.
Well, now, have you encountered any major problems yet?
No, not yet. My first full week on the job, I went with these kids to Murfreesboro to the state and central region swine show, so that was my first big hoorah. And we've also started our master beef certification classes going on this week and also next week. So that's the two big things I've been involved in.
And of course we do definitely have a youth movement down there. Let's see, who else is there with you?
We have Haley Wicks Barnes, and also Wendy Key and Randall Kimes.
So Randall, he's been there forever, and Wendy's been there a pretty good while. But you and Haley are both fairly new,
yeah,
aren't you?
Yeah, we're fresh.
So hopefully, I know Randall's looking forward to this, is maybe we have some stability down there. And it's a pleasure to welcome you here officially for the radio station.
Awesome.
And hopefully you guys will be coming back quite often. And because, usually if I need the guest, I'd get on the phone and call Randall, and he would be on the way up here just in a few minutes if I needed him. And so that, maybe I'm kind of warning you that may happen to you sometime. But I know all of our folks here in the county keep up with this group of students and the numerous activities they're involved in, not only in the 4-H things, but I also know that Well, now, our Randall, are we going to be responsible for maybe working with the farmer's market again and that type thing? Does she know that's part of her duties also?
Absolutely. We're going to be heading up a lot of things in the upcoming year and years to come, so we're really excited.
All righty. All right. Now, like I said, today we have the group that went to Nashville. And just exactly what was that down in Nashville?
All right. So the Market Hog Show in Murfreesboro is a is a swine show where the Swine Project kids get to go and show off their livestock that they've raised from weaning all the way up to market weight, and also breeding gilts. So hogs used for breeding and future show pigs.
Okay, and you know how I know when that show's fixing to come up and getting ready to start. I hear all the squealing out the barn up my house.
Absolutely. They're noisy little critters.
And now we have with us this morning a number of young folks. And sitting right next to you, I'll let you introduce the first young lady who's going to talk a little bit to us.
Right. This is Ella McLaren, and she is a 10th grader at Clay County High School.
Okay. Move the microphone towards you a little bit and where we can hear you good. Good morning, Ellie.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm good.
Are you cold?
No, not really.
Okay, we've got a heater there behind you and got the fireplace going. And
I'm placed just right.
All right. Hopefully you're nice and comfortable. Well, tell us a little bit about what you accomplished down at the swine show, and then tell us maybe a little bit about the swine show. And we finally got it. What's the name of that center down there? Does anybody remember the name of
the Murphy Center?
You were in the Murphy Center?
The livestock.
No, there's a name for that livestock. I'm a middle graduate.
Middle Tennessee Livestock Center.
All right. And they have all kinds of stuff going on there. Is that the place where they have the truck pull too? Or is that a different place, indoor truck?
I believe it's in a different location.
Okay. All right. Well, wait a minute. Before we let Ellie start, let's do a little short commercial so we don't have to interrupt her when she gets started. How's that sound? All right. We'll be back just in a minute.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
You're going to need me. You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Welcome back, everyone. Just to demonstrate how good I can remember things, the truck and tractor pulls take place at the Miller Coliseum, and I think there's one going on down there maybe this weekend. I'll not take credit for that. I had a little voice in my ear that told me that. But the facilities at Middle Tennessee State 4 4-H activity and stuff. I know that's a tremendous place down there for these type things. And now back to Ella, which I called Ellie to begin with, since I've got an Ellie sitting over here. But go ahead, Ella.
At the Market Hog Show this year, I took Reserve Grand Champion in Showmanship, which is how you promote your livestock and how you display what you've worked on up until that point. And then at State, I got second in Skillathon, which is the test over just all the general information of the project. So like your breeds, your meat, your feeds. And then I took fourth in Premier Exhibitor Breeding Guild. And Premier Exhibitor is the total points added up from your showmanship, from your Skillathon, and from your weight class.
Okay, so now I know those of us that know anything about pigs know that they are reputed to be maybe one of the less intelligent animals in the animal kingdom. Do you find that to be true? Are they trainable?
They're very trainable. I'm not the pig whisperer at my house, but that was along to my sister. But I do believe you can train them because you have to for this project.
I know most of us growing up here at one time or another probably had a pet pig when we were growing up that thought it was a dog or something or other, that played with the dogs and ate dog food and things like that. But I know you've probably talked to us about this before, but hopefully we've got some new folks listening. When you take an animal, just exactly what are you getting when you start, Ellen?
Do you mean like the...
What you're handed to begin with, start work with? Your pig.
Yeah, they start off small, so they're just getting to the point where you would start developing them and growing them into your future market prospects.
Okay, and you're, like I said, you've got to look at the correct diet for these animals. You're worried about the shape of the animals when they do reach maturity, and then also how they act when you are walking around with your little
whip.
Well, I don't like to call it a whip.
Well,
your little
cropper bat, technically. But in the project, you do have to look at the exact amount of feed rations to make sure their nutrition stays up to date. You've got to make sure you're walking them enough so they get the exercise to develop things and to develop the muscle and just keep them in a good physical up-to-date. Because if they don't have that, then they're not going to be able to make it at the show and then make it further on down the line.
Okay, now, do these animals get nervous when they get in the crowd?
It depends on how you react with the crowd.
Okay, now, and we talked about the animal. You get them as a very small animal. Now, the process of feeding, the feed... Where does your feed come from? What do you feed those animals? Does anyone have an idea what they might do?
We get all our resources that we further on and make the slot from the Macon Charlesdale Co-op, and we get the bags of feed from there, and then we mix up according to each specific pig exactly what they require.
So you just don't open up a poke of hog feed and throw it out for them?
No, it's not just a cup of a feed or table scraps. It's a very exact science, I would say.
Okay, and let me ask this. I don't know if someone else may ask. Does the type of food that, say, a pig is fed, does that affect the quality? If they are a market pig that is going to be sold for their meat, does that affect the quality of the meat that much? Or if you just, you know, throw all this stuff out and let them go to eat and like...
Well, it will affect the quality because, you know, the sack phrase, you are what you eat. So if you eat quality, you will have that later on down the line when you harvest these animals.
Now, let me throw this question out. Anyone in here that wants to answer. I know growing up, we were always told that if you, when it comes time to process a hog, to go through the park where, you know, where you turn that hog into a big ham or something, that if you excited the hog, but during this process, that you could ruin the meat, that it would have a strong taste. I'm sure Kristen may have heard that. Looks like Randall may be walking over front of the microphone.
That is scientifically correct, and what ends up happening, and it's in all species. In cattle, that's called dark cutter, but in pigs, it does the same thing. It causes PSE or pale soft exhumated meat. That is correct. And the old timers used to talk about feeding corn, straight corn, to just before you slaughter the hogs. And I always thought my father was just backward as a devil about that. But when I was in work, I realized that scientifically it's 100% correct, because you putting the corn in, it increases the energy level and does increase the quality of the meat.
Okay, now that's something that, like I said, we had always heard growing up, and that, you know, if you excited the hog before you slaughtered the pig, you could ruin the meat. I don't know whether you guys had ever heard that or not, but I'm sure some of you have that are on the farm. And, you know, it was, thanks, Randall. All right, Ellie, Ella, what else you got for us this morning?
I've been showing since fourth grade, you know, the first little here, and then I think it's just starting to get to the point where you realize that as you grow and keep going through this and you help more people, you go from being a little, like one of the ones that gets helped, to helping, and that's probably...
So you're evolving up to maybe to the next stage.
I'm getting there.
And it looks like someone's doing a pretty good job, because we do have one fairly young lady here this morning. No way that's working. All right. Look, Gracie, talk to us a little bit this morning. Welcome back. Hadn't seen you in a little while.
I know. It's been a while since I've been on here. Well, I was privileged to go down here again this year. I guess I've been going also since my fourth year. As she was saying that, I just got to thinking about my first year showing and about how special it is, about how far I've come, because I actually started showing pigs because of Kristen. My older sister used to show hogs, she quit, you know, just after a couple years of doing it, it just got too hard for her to do. And when I was in, you know, third or fourth grade and we started talking about me showing pigs, you know, I had showed sheep in the past, but they started talking to me about pigs, and I was like, you know, pigs are gross, I don't want to show them, they stink, that won't be any fun. And Kristen had a litter of pigs out at her farm, and I actually went out there and got to see them and got to work with them, and, you know, she showed me that there's so much more to them, that they're really, really smart, just like a dog, they're so sweet. And, you know, however many years later, I'm actually at the show myself, sleeping in the pen with my pig, because we're so close, because I love it so much.
Okay, and at the competition, Gracie, how did you do?
At the Central Region Show, I placed fourth and ninth in my classes, and I placed fourth in the skill-a-thon. And then at state, I had a first place and a fourth place in my classes. And I placed eighth in skill-a-thon, and then I placed fifth in premier exhibitor.
Very good.
Thank you.
And, okay, now, what are your plans now? Are you, you got another pig ready to go this year? And...
Well, right now, I've just got ours at home. I actually had to work with them a lot last night, putting more feed and water in to make sure their water wasn't frozen. We kept some of ours, and we're actually going to bring them home and then slaughter them. So that's what I'm focused on right now. I might end up showing more later this year. I don't really know yet.
Okay. And okay. Now, what other projects with 4-H? Are you working on some other things? Riding off hand that you'd think of?
I'm always working on something. The first thing that I have coming up is the secondhand food harvest distribution that's going on Friday. That's what we're working on.
So you guys also do a lot of community service.
We sure
that's
do.
Kind of where I was trying to lead you toward. You know, there's I know that you come into this, and from that, this group does a lot of community service work. And as we said a minute ago, the fact that I know Kristen is getting ready to take over the farmers market thing, which we are just trying to get started real well. And we'll throw a plug in for that. If you are a gardener that has a big garden, or you're a farmer, I know the tradition here in Clay County has always been, if you were a farmer and you had some extra produce at the end. You gave it to your neighbors. This is also a good way, I know, not to still give some to your neighbors, but it's a good way for anything surplus you've got to bring it here on the square on Saturday morning. And I think everyone that brought stuff last year basically sold out everything they had. So remind everyone that that'll be starting. And with Gracie, I know you're involved in a whole lot of things. I know you were with the celebration when we had the National Dairy Month. You were involved in that. And it's a pleasure seeing the work that the 4-H is doing, the work in developing not only people to go into the agricultural industry, but to become better citizens for our county here. And with all that, take a little short break. We'll come back, and we'll continue on with these young folks.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Welcome back, everyone. We still got quite a few things to go over here. Grace Ann, one wants to say something before we go on to the next student.
I know that we're trying to get through everybody so that everybody can have a chance to talk about everything that they've done with 4-H, but I wanted to take this moment to thank everyone that helped me with the with the dairy chairman thing that I did this past summer, because when I got ready to print out all of my pictures of everything that I had done and create a scrapbook, my scrapbook ended up weighing 10 pounds. So that was a lot of pictures and memories that I had gotten to share with everybody around here. And so anyways, I turned in my scrapbook for the competition, and I ended up winning first place. So I just have to say thank you to everybody that helped me do that, because I owe it all to everybody else. It was all them. They got me there.
Thank you for the update, Gray fan. All right. Next in line. Who do we got next down there on the end of the table?
My name is Heath Times.
Okay. Is that all you've got to say, Heath?
I started showing pigs when I was 4 years old, but I started showing 4-H pigs in the fourth grade. And this last show was my last show. And at the Central Region, I had two first place in class. And in showmanship, I got first. So showmanship is where you just present your pig to the judge. And at the Central Region and Skillathon, which is just a test over all of the topics and pigs, I got first in Skillathon.
Okay, so you know, after all this time, you sort of know what you're doing.
Yeah, a little bit anyway. I still learn some.
You're never too old to learn, are you?
No, never quite too old.
And Now, you said your last show.
Yeah.
So that means I guess you're getting ready to graduate from high school.
Yeah, I'm fixing to graduate, and I'm probably going to go to Tennessee Tech to major in ag business.
Okay. Now, looking back through all the years, that's going back a year or two, isn't it, for
you? Yeah, a little bit.
Some of your favorite moments during that time, Heath, and just off the top of your head, some of the things that maybe no one else knows about, or
off the top of my head, when we're not at the barn, we would be at the Clarion Hotel. And I know when I was in the fourth grade, Kristen and Andrew Bowles, and there was a couple of Jacqueline Joel, and there was some older kids. We would always run around the hotel and play hide and seek, and that was just some fun moments when I was little.
What, did they hide you and leave you, or?
We'd hide until they found us, then we'd come out, yeah.
Do you ever maybe get the inkling maybe they were leaving you hid on purpose?
If we sat for a little while, we'd sometimes think that.
So apparently they eventually found you, though.
Yeah, they'd eventually find us.
And, you know, all the shows through the years, Heath, I know that you developed over the years, and you started as, like we said, you know, a beginner in anything. And each year as you progressed, how much, I know personally, the difference that you felt each year when you came back, when you went to a competition.
Well, each year when you go up in the grades, you develop more skills. And like Ella said, when you get bigger, you have to help the little kids. So this year and last year, it's all been like helping the little kids when they get there, because it's usually their first show. So it's more of a teaching stage.
Okay, and the next class that we've got coming in, do we have a bunch of fourth graders now that show some potential in your eyes that may even surpass what you have done?
Yeah, I'm sure there's some that's coming up that I know the Burks have a couple kids that show, so, I mean, they could take. And Ellie White's another kid that we all helped when she started showing.
Okay, and, you know, that's one of the things, when you reach the point where you start teaching or, you know, showing things to other students or other folks here in the 4-H group, and, you know, the one thing that you're looking for, I know you would love to see Ellie come along and surpass everything that you have done, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that when we have other kids in the county that do good at the show, it makes everybody else that helps them, it makes everybody else feel good that they maybe helped them out a little bit along the way.
You know, and they can look at you and see what you have done, and then they have that goal, don't they, to shoot at. And then, as the Ford trucks say, we set the bar. Well, you know, you set a bar, you guys have.
Yeah.
And now it's up to Ellie to jump over that bar, isn't it?
Yeah, it gives them a goal to set, I guess, and then maybe they can surpass that goal.
Okay. What else? Are you about done, as Mason told us one day?
Yeah, it's about all I have anyway.
Well, thank you, Heath. Excellent job. And Ellie, you're up next here. Move over close to the microphone. And since you are the newcomer here, tell us what it felt like to you to go down to the swine show.
This year it was a really good year because I had a lot of people help me accomplish everything that I accomplished. Like, this year, some of the good things that I had done, this year I had Breeding Guild champion overall. I had reserve middleweight division. Then I had reserve middleweight or heavy division. And then I had a couple first places and a couple second places. And
sounds like a pretty successful show for you. Was this your first major show?
No, sir.
So it's kind of built up over the years where you have finally made it up to a point for you. And I know that the competition is going to get tougher every year, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Because everyone's seen what you've done this year, and they're going to shoot to pass you up, so you're going to have to work hard to stay ahead of them, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, what other things are you interested in?
I've been playing basketball since third grade.
Hey, what about mules or anything like that? You know anything about mules or anything like that?
I do show mules every once in a while. This April, I get to go up to Columbia. It'll be my third year going up there and getting to show the mules.
And how many mules do you have?
My dad and Jeff Oldall, they own about close to 100 mules.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you know whether or not they're still sending mules out to the folks in the Grand Canyon for...
Yes, they are.
...folks to ride over into the canyon?
Yes, sir, they are.
So the folks out in the Grand Canyon, when they ride the mules down to the bottom of the canyon, they can thank us folks back here in Clay County for getting them in and out of there safely, can't
yep.
they? Okay, now what are you looking forward to this year?
This year, the 1st of June, the first whole week of June, I get to go and... up to Iowa and Toro World Pork Expo. That's another pig show. It's a really big pig show. They have about 2,000 pigs there every year. This will be my first year. I've heard really great things about it. And then in July, the first week of July, I get to go up to Louisville and for that whole week and show there.
So it looked like a busy time coming up. Is Iowa the location of the Corn Palace? Y'all ever heard of the Corn Palace? This building made out of ears of corn? Yeah, so look that up while you're there. You might want to, I think that's in Iowa.
Yeah.
Okay, Eddie, congratulations. And hopefully we'll have you back a whole bunch more times.
Yep.
As we get rid of some of these older guys, we've got to have you come out and lean on. But with that, I think this would be a good time to do our birthday and anniversary thing. We don't have a whole bunch of names, folks. Now, you're missing a chance on getting you one of these birthday cakes. You need to call 243-5574. Today we have three folks celebrating a birthday, and those are on the 29th, Miss Nancy Eads celebrated a birthday. And it sounded like by the voice on the telephone, maybe that Elsie Garrett called this one in. And also, Joseph Burks, we heard that name mentioned a minute ago, celebrating a birthday today. And also, Zach Gully. So those three folks will be here in a drawing for one of those delicious ice cream cakes here in just a few minutes. And we'll do that. And with that, I think before we move on down to Mr. White, we will take a little short break, come back, and we'll be back just in a minute. Let everybody collect their thoughts and get ready for the next little session.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Welcome back, everyone. Grace Ann, I believe she got her instrument out and looked up the Corn Palace for us, and I missed that one by a state, too. It's been a few years since I've been up in South Dakota, and it is, like I said, a building made out of ears of corn. It's a neat place. But with that, Ed, we'd like to thank you for yours. And now, Matt?
Hey.
Good morning, Matt.
Good morning. My name's Matt White. Been showing since fifth grade.
Been showing what?
Pigs.
Is that the only thing you work with is the pigs?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you're a pig specialist then.
I don't know about that.
How did you do at the competition this year?
I don't know. I feel kind of ashamed. My best spot was fourth place.
Well, how many folks were there?
It was a good amount. A lot of people.
So there were more than four people there. You didn't just get...
I just didn't give it to me because
you were there.
Yeah.
Okay, now, and you're of course showing a pig. It's a swine show. We'll all assume that. I guess something that I haven't asked to begin with, and that is the type of animal that you guys are showing. Are you showing a... what's some of the names of those? I can't remember pigs' names. Some of the names of the pigs...
Yorkshires, New Hampshires, a lot of the Shires are the beast pigs they show up there.
Okay, so that you look for a certain breed of pig that you work with. Okay, now, I don't know, Randall might have to answer this. Just the normal pig that's grown for meat here, say, here in Clay County, what breed of pig would that be, Randall?
In the commercial operations, they have two lines. They have a maternal line for the sows, and then a paternal line for the bowlers. Most of the sows are Yorkshire land race crosses, and then the bowlers are Hamps or Duroc's.
And those are the best for meat?
Well, on the maternal side, they're selected for number of pigs born, milk production, but then on the terminal side, the New York and the Hampshires and the Duroc's, they're looking for muscling and rate of gain, those things that make them more profitable.
Okay, and of course, now I know we have talked to the folks in the cattle industry when they've been on here about the science involved in the selection of feed and that type thing. That, you know, it's not just a thing anymore of throwing out a bushel of corn and feeding the hogs, is it?
From a scientific standpoint of implementing or using science that's available, the poultry industry is number one. They utilize like 95% of all the science and research that's available to them. Swine is second. They are in the high 80s. Almost all of the hogs in the United States are the result of artificial insemination anymore. They have a whole network of data that they've collected and have EPDs and those kind of things. So it is highly science related. And these kids, they learn about EPDs and those type of things during the skill farm process.
Okay, Matt, high school, what year are you in high school now?
Junior in high school.
So you're a junior. You'll be coming back next. So you've got another shot at finishing in a first place, haven't you?
I don't know.
No, that's not the correct thing. I am going to. You've got to be positive about these things, Matt. And, you know... You guys, when you're working with your animals, and as Randall said, the selection of the food, that the feed that you give these animals, have you noticed, you know, anything in particular when you're growing your pigs, that if some of the pigs, they don't have the same sheen that the others do. They don't look the same, even though they're all supposedly alike. The notice in the difference, Kristen, I'll ask you, you know, when they start with the pigs, they're all about the same size. They all look about alike. What do they look like when they're done with them?
They are powerhouses. They are they're very muscular and... they just look like little shoeboxes.
And I know we talked about that. Other shows coming up. Was that the finale for these kids? I know he said it was his last show. Is there anything coming up for? Well, of course, these will be graduating. Any of these guys this summer coming up? Or
they are. They can show in the county fairs around. The state of Tennessee.
All right, all over the state. And how many fairs a year do they normally participate in?
About 9 or so.
Okay, and the farthest away?
Probably around Nashville.
So within a 100-mile radius of here, the Putnam County Fair. Do you guys participate in that?
Yes,
I know
sir.
That's not one of the biggest ones, but how about the biggest one down about Lebanon? You guys are
participating? Probably Wilson County.
In the Wilson County Fair. Okay. Tell us a little bit of any of you guys that participated down there last year. Tell us about the Wilson County Fair.
The Wilson County Fair is really big. There's really a lot of pigs there. It gets competitive over the years. There's a lot of fun rides to do there after you're done showing. It's just really fun.
How many participants would normally be? Do you have any idea how many participants might be in the Wilson County Fair?
Over 100.
Over 100 participants. And you did participate down there?
This year was my second year.
And you did pretty good, didn't you? And, okay, now, I know locally here, we have our show here, and it's coming up here before long, isn't it? 15th of June. We have one of the earliest county fairs, I guess, in the here in the state. And, of course, I know in the past few years, it's been resurrected. It's turned into a much better show. I know for a number of years we had to have a... What was that day? We called it a 4-H day at school or something. We began to notice that when the county fair kind of disappeared for a few years, that a lot of our 4-H kids were at a disadvantage throughout the state because they didn't have a home base to participate in. And sometimes that, you know, the notoriety, the experience of having your own fair was something that was, you know, I think, was hurting our kids, because I know there are some statewide points things that you look at and a lot of folks look at, and our kids were missing out on that. But thank goodness the past few years, the fire association here, we have got our county fair back up and going pretty good. And Randall just pointed at Mason there for a minute. Mason, tell us about the county fair and your participation down there.
I mean, this is my first year showing. This is my first year showing down in Nashville or Murfreesboro. I mean, it was a real fun experience, and just coming up, getting involved with all of it.
Okay, now were you surprised at the preparation that when you started this, were you surprised at the preparation and dedication that this started when you began this?
Well, I know there's going to be a lot of work going into it, but it was definitely a little bit more than what I expected when I got down there to do it. But with everyone that was in this room and everyone else that was there down there helped me out and taught me what I had to do and really helped me through it.
I saw something online a few weeks back that a group from UT came up here and...
The UT livestock judging team came a few weeks ago to judge all of our show pigs that we took to Murfreesboro to practice up for their big contest that they do around the United States. So I know right now that they are in Louisiana at the Block and Bridal Convention, but I know next week they are going to Mississippi for a livestock judging contest. So they stay busy, and Cora Key is a participant from Clay County that is involved with the UT livestock judging team. I know she's doing very well, and she'll continue to do very well throughout all the contests they attend.
And that is something that all of these guys need to be looking at and shooting for, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Because Cora now is at University of Tennessee. I think she's doing excellently in the academic side, and also she is on the judging team, and she receives some pretty good training here in Clay County. And as you said, you know, she is now traveling all over the country, all over the United States with that. And I do know that off some 4-H students that have actually been involved in the summertime in exchange programs and gone to visit farms in places like Ireland. Someone's pointing at themselves on something on that.
I got the opportunity throughout my college career to visit Jamaica and tour all of their agriculture farms there, and so some examples. I saw a coffee bean operation where they grew their coffee at high elevations and they processed it right there on their farm. I also saw a pig operation and pineapple fields and banana fields, so it was a really good experience. So it's a really good experience and good thing to go out of the country to see different sides of agriculture other than our own.
Okay, and I know I have been in a couple of the pineapple fields. You know, that's an amazing plant to look at and go through the process of growing, harvesting those things. And, you know, that is something that, you know, but there's one thing about, you know, basically any country you go to, the same basic ideas in the field of agriculture are there throughout the world. And even though the crops may be different, as she said, the coffee, it has to be usually grown in a higher elevation because of the plant itself. But, Randall, I see you're leaning over the microphone again.
Well, you mentioned about the trips and that kind of thing. The beauty of this livestock program that went on in Clay County for a number of years, even before I came here, is it gets the kids ready for college and then go on and be successful in life. We have a number of students at Tennessee Tech and UT. You mentioned the trips. Garrett Franklin just got back from South Africa. He was over there for a 10-day tour, and those are once-in-a-lifetime opportunities. And it's amazing to watch these children go from, like we mentioned on Ellie, the first year we brought her to the radio station, she wasn't much more than say hello, and now she'll talk to anybody. And then you see them develop and go on and become productive students and good citizens. And that's the payback that Extension Agents get, is seeing kids develop and become what we want them to be. And I'm really proud of all of them.
You know, it's amazing and sometimes, you know, not only amazing, it's kind of heartbreaking sometimes that our youngsters like this that are involved in things like this that do great things after leaving high school and going on to secondary or going into industries, the things that they accomplish, but because they're not 6'5" and can dribble a basketball or catch a football, that they don't receive the recognition. And I know we've mentioned like Cora here now and like Kristen Garrett Franklin right now, that are, you know, they're telling folks around the world, hey, I'm from Clay County. I started with my 4-H work in Clay County, and you know, we're as good as anybody in the world. And another thing with Kristen and with Haley, it's great to have another generation coming back to Salina to carry on with the and to Clay County, not just Salina, but Clay County, to carry on the traditions of these things. As an old 4-H club member many, many years ago, I sat down in the kitchen. You guys appreciate this, but I kind of do. And I sat down and made some powdered sugar peanut butter candy that Miss Cassidy taught me how to do when I was in the first grade at a one-room school at New Hope. And I still knew how to do that. But I remember that Miss Cassidy, I mean, they even in those days, you know, they came out to all the one-room schools in this county and brought things like that to us. And I know now it's not as much of a school-type thing as it once was. I know we kind of, you know, wandered away from that. Now we've got to work to pass exams and things to get out of high school. But, you know, you guys are learning so many things that it's impossible to teach by in a regular classroom. These are kind of the things that I used to say you learn by accident, when you really don't realize what you're learning when you do these things. Because you guys are going to be able to go into a college curriculum, and you're going to be one of the few sitting in that speech class that can walk up in front of that class And some of those things sometimes may have a couple hundred people in an auditorium listening to you. You're going to be able to walk up there and make your speech, and you're not going to break out in hives and have to take medication to get over all the nerves from doing things like that. And it prepares you for things that the academic world can't provide you. And that is things called self-confidence and the belief that you can do anything that you want to accomplish. And all you've got to do is look at Garrett, look at Cora, look at Kristen, who's been through all this, but look what she's done for you guys. She's come back home to you guys to help you accomplish the same things that she has. Kristen?
I do want to see them do amazing things as they already have. They surprise me every single time they do anything 4-H related or not, so I'm really proud of
them. We're proud of all the things they accomplish, and some of them I know have been athletes. Some of them are honor students, all these type of things. I can't remember on the list of honor students at the high school this year, were there some 4-H folks on that list?
I believe I thought
there was. Mr. Heath Kynes was one among the honor students over there this year. Of course, we'd like to congratulate him on that. And you know, that, what can we say? It's an honor to be an honor student. And it takes a lot of hard work. And then not only that, he probably spent probably close to as many hours with his 4-H projects as he did some of the classwork that he had to do to maintain over there. So it's a great program. It's been a pleasure having you guys here with us, and we're going to invite you back at any time. And we're not done yet. We still got 4 or 5 minutes. I'm just kind of getting on my soapbox for a second. Kristen?
We just want to say, the Extension Office just wants to say that the 4-H Swine Project will be an upcoming thing. We're already starting boar selection and breeding season coming up fast, so we want to encourage all youth to participate in the Swine Project. So contact the office, and we'll get you signed up and get you a pig.
Okay, what about some of the things that you coordinate with, let's say, with Swine Academy, the speech?
Absolutely. So we do lots of things inside and outside of school. So we do speech contests, interactive displays are coming up, so that's where students will get in front of a three-sided board and teach us how to do something. There's also baking contests, portfolio contests. We're going to head up an honor club, so that'll be big in Clay County. We also do the sheep project, and, of course, the swine project is one of our biggest.
All right. I think we're getting close to the end of the day today. I had a couple things I was going to do about today in history today. A couple of them I'm going to throw at you guys anyway before we do. I'll tell you what we could do. Who gets the cake today? Number one, two, or three?
Three.
Hold up a hand for number one. Number two. Number three. Oh, wait. Looked like number two wins. Joseph Burks. Won the cake. So, Joseph, go over by the Clay County Chamber and pick up your little card over there. And I think, like I said, we've got a few minutes left, but some of these things you guys might be interested in based on the weather. In 1851, Kristen, a man named Gale Borden invented something. You have any idea what he might have invented?
Something very, very important. That's all I've got.
How about condensed milk?
Cool.
Have you ever went to do a recipe that didn't call for condensed milk hardly? That was invented on this day. And now, with the weather today, as bad as it is, in 1855, all the railroads heading west were closed down in the United States on this day in 1855. So the weather is not something new that causes problems. And I kind of like this. In 1928, Scotch tape was first marketed. Now, what could we do without Scotch tape? And then you old-time TV fans, this is the first day that the soap opera All My Children aired on TV in 1949. Is that one still going on TV? I'm not sure. You guys probably don't watch soap opera. They get bit the dust a couple of years ago. I think about the old one, only one left. Well, I just got the little bird in my ear that says we're about done for the day. Folks, it's been a pleasure having you guys here with
us. Thank you so much for having us.
And it like I said, I'm glad we all overcame our nervousness and were able to speak and do a great job today. And we'll invite you back at any time we can. Remember, at 6 o'clock this afternoon, this will be rebroadcast. And also, it will be streamed on the Dale Hall Horizon newspaper site. So if you'd like to listen to yourself, you can do that, or call all your relatives and tell them to listen. And with that, I guess we'll shut the old barn door here in the corner, and we'll see you again next week here at this same time on this same channel, WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country. And with that, may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again. And with that, good day, Clay County.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them, or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.